Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Receive strength for today. God is doing a new thing in your life. Imagine for a moment that you are a caterpillar, stuck in a dark cocoon, wondering if you'll ever emerge and fly free. The challenges and trials of life can often make us feel trapped, alone, and in need of change. But just as the caterpillar must struggle to break free from the cocoon before it can spread its wings as a butterfly, sometimes God allows us to go through difficult seasons so that He can do a new thing in our lives and bring us to new heights. Today, I want to explore with you how God will give you strength and how He wants to do a new thing in your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19, the prophet Isaiah said this: "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise is a powerful reminder that God is always at work, creating pathways in our lives where none seem to exist, turning our barren seasons into fertile ground for new life and blessings. Now let us explore the truth that God is always with us in the midst of change. My friends, change is an inevitable part of life. From the changing of the seasons to the various stages and chapters we pass through on our journeys, to the transformations that occur deep within our hearts. Change is constant. And while change can be exciting, it can also be unsettling, painful, frightening, even. We may wonder, will I make it through this transition? Will things ever feel normal and safe again? How do I navigate all these unknowns? In times like these, we must remember that we do not face these changes and challenges alone. God is with us, always. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Moses told the Israelites, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you." Hundreds of years later, after his resurrection, Jesus gave a similar assurance to his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 20, saying, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." My friends, no matter how alone or overwhelmed we may feel, God does not abandon us in seasons of change and transition. He is right there with us, walking with us, holding our hand, guiding and strengthening us for every step of the journey. We may not be able to see the path ahead. We may not have all the answers, but we can trust that the one who does see and know it all is by our side. Think of Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt to the promised land. Talk about change. They left behind everything they knew and set out for a new life. And while their journey was marked with challenges, God was with them every step of the way. He guided them as a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. He provided manna from heaven when they were hungry, and water from a rock when they were thirsty. And when they had to face their enemies, he fought for them. Understand that just as God was with the Israelites, he is with you. You may be walking through your own wilderness right now, facing all kinds of twists, turns, and unknowns, but you can trust that God is leading you, providing for you, fighting for you, just as he did for them. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me." No matter how dark the valley, no matter how daunting the path, you do not walk it alone. Your good shepherd is...
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
Is with you to comfort, to provide, to guide, and to protect. You may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of unemployment, the valley of broken relationships, the valley of illness, but the shadow of God's presence is even greater. James 4, verse 8 reminds us, draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let that promise give you courage, my friend. You are held, you are helped, and you are upheld by God Himself. He will not let you sink or stumble or be overcome. His love will carry you through every change and challenge that you face. So, in the midst of all the craziness and uncertainty, take a deep breath, quiet your heart. Feel God's presence surrounding you, holding you fast. You may not know what the future holds, but you know who holds your future, and he will never let you go. Let us now understand that embracing God's new thing requires letting go of the old. My dear friends, have you ever tried to put new wine into old containers? In Luke 5, verses 37 to 38, Jesus said, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. This reminds us that before a new thing can truly take shape in our lives, we often have to let go of the old. We have to surrender those old wineskins or containers before we can be entrusted with the new wine. Understand that this goes beyond just our external circumstances, although that's part of it. Maybe God is calling you into a new job or field of work, a new relationship or role. Saying yes to these new things often means saying no to old things, letting go of former positions, associations, or patterns that no longer align with where God is taking you. But even more fundamentally, embracing the new often means surrendering our old ways of thinking, our old identities, our old limitations. If we try to cling to those old wineskins, those old fears, doubts, insecurities, those old sins and self-imposed restrictions, then we'll miss out on the fresh new wine of growth, freedom, and transformation that God wants to pour into us. Remember the story of Abraham. In Genesis 12, God told him, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you." Abram had to leave behind everything familiar and comfortable to step into the new thing God had for him. And it wasn't easy. It required great faith and obedience. But when Abram surrendered his old life, God gave him a new name, a new identity, a new purpose. He was no longer Abram. That's when he became Abraham, the father of many nations, a conduit of God's blessing to the world. In the same way, my friend, sometimes you have to let go of the old to step into the new, the old fears, the old labels, the old baggage, the old sins that are holding you back. Surrender them to Jesus. Allow him to gently pry your fingers off the things you're clinging to, the things that are keeping you stuck. It can be scary. I know. Change is often uncomfortable, and surrendering control goes against our human nature. But here's the beautiful truth. When you let go of what's in your hand, it frees you to take hold of what God is wanting to place in your hand. When you offer up those old wineskins, you make space within yourself for God to pour in the new wine of His Spirit, His purpose, His transformation. He doesn't take things away to leave us empty. He takes away the old and the broken to fill us up with something so much better. With a background as a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee, and someone considered blameless under the law, Paul held significant status, influence, and a stellar religious reputation. His life, however, took a dramatic turn upon encountering Jesus. What once were his pride and achievements suddenly diminished in value, becoming like garbage compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. Paul willingly abandoned his former identity, his sources of confidence, pride, and self-righteousness. In Philippians 3 verse 7, he wrote, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ." Was it a loss? Yes and no, because in place of all he let go of, Paul gained so much more. He gained a new heart, a new purpose, and a new passion. Everything he gave up paled in comparison to what he gained in Christ. The same is true for us, my friends. God is not trying to take things from you. He's trying to free you up to receive more of Him, to become more of who He created you to be. Don't let fear keep you clinging to the old wineskins. Trust that, as you release your grip on the former things, your loving Father is ready to place something new and beautiful into your open hands. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Embrace that truth over your life today. And let us now turn our attention to understanding that God's strength will carry you into the new. My dear friends, stepping into new seasons and embracing new things is rarely easy. Even when we know God is leading us and we're excited for what's ahead, change often stretches us. It challenges us to grow, to press in to God, to exercise our faith in new ways. In transitional seasons, there may be moments where you've released the old, but haven't quite grasped the new yet. It can be exhilarating, but also a bit unnerving. If you find yourself in that in-between place today, if you're in the process of letting go of the old and reaching for the new, I want to encourage you with this. You are not alone, and you do not have to muster up the strength to journey across on your own. God is with you. He's got you, and His strength will carry you through this transition into all the new things that He has planned for you. In Isaiah 40 verses 29 to 31, we read, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't that beautiful? When we're weak, when we're weary, when we feel like we don't have what it takes, we don't have to. Because it's not about our strength and abilities. It's about God's. And the amazing thing is that God doesn't just give us a little strength to barely scrape by. No, when we wait on Him, He renews our strength. He causes us to soar, to run, to walk in power that is not our own. We may feel like frail little sparrows, but God enables us to mount up with wings like eagles. That transition or circumstance that seems so overwhelming suddenly becomes an opportunity to experience God's might, to see Him show off His power and faithfulness in our lives in a powerful way. Remember, young David, on the brink of the biggest transition of his life, he went from being a simple shepherd boy to being anointed as the future king of Israel. Talk about a major new thing, and it didn't happen easily or overnight. After being anointed, David had to return to the fields. He had to faithfully tend his flocks while he waited for God's timing. Then he had to face Goliath. Afterwards, he also had to serve a jealous King Saul and run for his life, hiding out in caves. The path to the palace was marked with hardships and dangers. But through it all, God was with David, and God's strength enabled him to overcome every single challenge, from defeating Goliath to enduring mistreatment to leading a nation. David was empowered by God. He relied not on his own might, but on the Lord's. That's why he could boldly declare this in Psalm 18, verses 32 to 34. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. My friends, the same God who empowered David wants to empower you. You do not need to have an ounce of might or muster up any muscle on your own. All you need to do is look to God. Lean on God, depend on Him, and His strength will carry you into every new place that He's leading you to. Like Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 13, you will be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Let that promise fill you with confidence today. No matter how big the battle seem, no matter how impossible the task appears, no matter how ill-equipped you feel, you have access to the limitless strength of the Lord of hosts. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you. The same God who divided the Red Sea will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will get you to the other side of this transition. He will enable you to walk in the fullness of the new. So keep taking steps of faith and obedience. Don't shrink back in fear. Press forward in God's power. He is mighty on your behalf, and He will fight for you. When you stumble, He will pick you up. When you grow weary, He will renew your strength. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in your weakness. My friend, what an exciting journey you are on. Keep looking to God. Keep leaning on His strength. He will get you to the other side of this change. He will guide you into the fullness of the new things He has for you. I believe He is already releasing fresh hope, power, and courage into your spirit. Receive it, walk in it, and watch Him do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. The best is yet to come. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray. to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, O Lord my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty Creator who spoke the universe into existence. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Your love and faithfulness endures forever, and your mercies are new every morning. I exalt you, I magnify you, I lift your name on high. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and grace in my life. Thank you for the gift of life and the gift of salvation. I am grateful for your forgiveness, your redemption, and your restoration. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you. I am sorry for the times I have strayed, for the moments I have doubted, for the ways I have tried to rely on my own strength instead of yours. Forgive me, Lord, for all my sins. Cleanse me, renew me, and fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord God, in times of uncertainty, I trust that you are with me. You are my constant companion, my faithful guide, and my ever-present help in times of trouble. When I pass through the waters, you will be with me. When I walk through the fires, I will not be burned. For you are the Lord my God, the Holy One of Israel, and my Savior forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am letting go of the old things that are holding me back. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and insecurity. I declare that I am a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, and the new has come. Lord, give me faith and courage to embrace the new things you are doing. Thank you that when I am weak, you are strong. When I stumble, you lift me up. When I grow weary, you renew my strength. I am grateful that I do not face changes or challenges alone, for you are with me and will never forsake me. I declare that I will mount up with wings like eagles. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and not faint. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, I ask for your blessing and favor to rest upon me in this new season. Bless my coming in and my going out. Bless the work of my hands. Lord, bless the words of my mouth, and bless my body with health, strength, and vitality. I rebuke every attack of sickness, disease, pain, and discomfort. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. In the name of Jesus, I bind every force that seeks to attack my mind, my emotions, my relationships, my finances, my home, and my family. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling. Father, I ask that you would extend these same blessings and protection to my loved ones. Cover them with your favor as with a shield. Keep them safe from all harm and danger. Meet every need, calm every fear, and heal every hurt. Strengthen them. Encourage them. Fill them with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let them know your love in deeper ways and grant them grace for every transition they are walking through. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, believing that, as we pray for one another, there will be a great manifestation of your power. Let your will be done in each of our lives. Bring us through every change and challenge victoriously. Help us to let go of anything that is hindering us from stepping into the new things you have for us. Refresh us, renew us, restore us. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Let rivers of living water flow from our innermost being. We declare that in the midst of change, we will not be shaken. We are rooted and grounded in your love. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who gives us strength. And we will not fear, for you are with us. Thank you, Lord, that you will strengthen us, help us, and uphold us with your righteous right hand. We are grateful that we are being renewed day by day. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.